Carlos Delgado joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. How you doing, Carlos?
Excellent.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, what's going on, Stu?
What's the city? What's it like coming back to this city and seeing playoff baseball here for you?
It is awesome. I never got to experience it as a player, but it is nice to come into the stadium and see 48,000 people and the place going crazy and having an opportunity to play to make it to the playoffs. So, I mean, this is what it's all about. So I'm really happy for those guys. They put together a great regular season, and they had a very interesting series against the Texas Rangers. So here they are, you know, probably not in the best position, but at least, you know, they have a chance to go out and play today.
We're, you know, there's obviously a lot of debate about that game last night, Carlos, and, you know, from the R.A. Dickey start and what happened there to, you know, what the options might have been in terms of bullpen use last night. What's your take on it the morning after?
Well, good thing I'm not a manager, you know. You like to see your starter going out there and give you some innings, but, you know, it happens. He didn't have his best stuff, and they jump on him and, you know, score some runs. Then after that, he's tough. You start getting a lot of guys pitching out of their regular roles, you know, guys that usually don't come in the second inning or the third inning coming in, and, you know, you have to patch it up to try to finish a game. I mean, he ended up with a position player pitching. So, obviously, not the prettiest of games, but, you know, that's one of those games that is kind of like easy to forget about it. We got beat up, forget about it, come back and win today. That's basically all you have to worry about is just kind of one pitch at a time, one game at a time. Let's go play.
Is it tough though, Carlos? You know, your guys are, they're human beings, you know, that's been a long season and they understand that there's, you know, the odds, it's, you know, it's been a successful season by any measure. That, you know, their odds are stacked against them right now, and when those guys show up at the stadium today, they know that. You know, I just wonder how fragile the emotional balance is on a club. You know, if Marco Estrada goes out there and has a bad first couple of innings, it's gonna be really tough, isn't it, to kind of keep that self belief going?
Well, you know, they understand that it's gonna be tough, and they understand that their odds are against them. But I'm sure they understood that when they went to Texas, they went 0-2 after losing two home games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at this stage, you really got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So you may as well just go out, give your best effort, and kind of try to take it one game at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the next day in Kansas City. You know what? Let's try to win today and extend the series. And probably that would be the best mind frame that you should have, instead of saying, well, you know, this is over, blah, blah, blah. You know, just give us another 3 hours. Give us three good hours and see what happens, and hopefully you can extend the series.
You know, Carlos, it's interesting that you say that too, because I think that people sometimes underestimate just how much of a long view baseball players do take, because you do play 162 games a year. And, you know, Russ Martin said the other day, look, it's not going to be the first three-game winning streak that, mm-hmm. you know, if we come back, it's not going to be the first game winning streak I've been a part of or this team's been a part of. And, you know, I think people look at that and go, my God, a three-game winning streak. But when you break it down like that, that happens during the year, doesn't it? I mean, I think baseball players just think, Carlos, they just think differently than a lot of other athletes, because it is day-to-day, and you spend so much time together.
And great teams lose 60-plus games, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. Obviously, you play one of the toughest teams in the American League, so the competition is going to be tough. But look back and see how many times you won three games in a row. Obviously, everything gets magnified because it's the playoffs, and it's only like four teams left. And then you get all the coverage, you get all the media, you get all the social media. But once again, 4 o'clock rolls around, it's about baseball. There's nothing else, 27 out, trying to win today. And then we worry about what happens tomorrow. And, you know, and if it doesn't happen, there's nothing, really nothing to be ashamed of. They had a great run, but if you're going to go down, you got to go down swinging. So today's the day, 4 o'clock, just go out and have some fun.
You know, when you watch this Royals team play, Carlos, and you watch how much contact they make and how they don't strike out and they don't necessarily walk. I mean, 1 minute they're swinging at first pitches, the next minute they're taking pitches. They really are a really almost a complete offensive team, aren't they? Like, I can see you hitting in that lineup and driving in a bazillion runs.
Yeah, they have a great approach. They have a great collective approach. I mean, those guys are aggressive, but they're selective, and they make adjustments along the way. I mean, it's easy to overlook that they make adjustments because people say, well, they don't strike out, but that's pretty general. But, you know, if you make a mistake early in the count, they're swinging. And they're athletic. They put pressure on you. They run the bases. They can also catch the ball. So those guys are, you know, they have a good team. And when you're facing guys like that, you know, you have to be aggressive as well. But then you have to be careful because, you know, you can't just say, well, we're going to pitch to contact. You have to make quality pitches. So, I mean, that's the reason why they're here.
Yeah,
that's why they're you know, one of the best teams in the American League, because they know how to play, and I think as a ball club they grasp that concept and they're confident. You know, they're kind of, you know, borderline cocky, but that's what you want. They believe that's their strength, and they believe that that's what they can do. And if they execute it well, they're going to win some ball games.
You know, and it's got to be a great feeling to be a position player and know that if you go out there and get a lead, and you know you got a lead into the seventh inning, that your bullpen's going to, you know, that they're going to lock it down 99 times out of 100. Because I think the opposite is really. Can really get into the heads of a team, and kind of there's again a kind of a domino effect where if blown leads start to make guys approach at the plate different, they try and be heroes in ways that they shouldn't. Whereas you can, you know, this team, they can relax after seven, right? They and that's, you know, that's a huge part of their game.
Well, I'm sure they just don't relax. You know, they understand that they have a great bullpen, and they will play towards that. You know, they will try to score early, and as the opposition, as the Jays, you wanna try to catch a lead early, because I mean they shore up the game a bit, like you said, with that great bullpen. So, you know, we have to play. We have to play aggressive. We have to try to score early, try to get a lead. I mean, it's tough to come from behind as it is. So you're probably going to be tougher to come from behind against probably one of the best bullpens in the major league. So this is not so much worrying about what they can do. It's about worrying what you can do as a ball club, and then just go out there, swing the bats like you are capable of, and see what happens at the end.
You know, Carlos, one of the things that with Ari Dickey in the mound yesterday, you talk to players, and I mean, it really is. It's almost a different day in some ways. I think when you do have a knuckleballer on the ground, you know, on the mound, the game almost seems languid's the word I'm going to use. It just kind of seems to be slower, even though Ari Dickey is a fast worker. He's, I guess, other than Mark Burley, the fastest worker in baseball. Just try to put us in the mind of a player on the field with a knuckleballer on the mound, or even a guy at the plate facing a knuckleballer. Like, what would your approach be? Everybody says, what is it? If it's high, let it fly. If it's low, let it go. What would your approach be?
You know, I faced Wakefield quite a bit because he was in Boston for the longest time. Mm. That's a guy that I didn't even take batting practice that day. You know what? Just kind of go see the ball, hit the ball. And because why would you worry about a guy, you know, in one day, one pitcher throwing a knuckleball over the course of 162 games? Mm-hmm. That's just my approach back in the day. As a player, you know, you know, Dickey takes him out, everybody's taking him out, everybody knew he throws a knuckleball. I mean, it just didn't work out. But if he goes out there and he gives you seven innings, everybody's on their toes, everybody's happy, you know, and then you can say, well, everybody was ready, playing great defense behind him. It just wasn't a good start, you know. They jump on an early lead, and that make the game slower for us, you know, for the Jays. Like I said, forget about it and come back the next day.
Carlos, listen, we appreciate you joining us. It's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always good to be here, and I'll see you at the ballpark.